A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, 41B, pagination 82 in Yuma. About a third of the way down on the page, in the beginning of a line, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Koshar Loshon Shal Zahoris, they would tie a piece of red wool thread, Birosh Soir HaMishtaleach, on the head of the Soir, the animal that was going to be sent away, V'Hamido Kineged Beis Shilucho, and they would position it, they would stand it, opposite where it was going to be sent away. V'Lanishchat, and its peer, the other animal for which we did the goral, the raffle, and this animal was designated to stay in the Beis HaMikdash to be shecht and brought LaHashem as a korban, Kineged Beis Shechita So. It was opposite the place of Shechita. Where is the place of Shechita? Let's drop down to the Gemara. Iboy Luhu. They asked the following question. V'lanishchot, when you're talking about the Shecht one, the one LaHashem, that's going to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, and you tell me that they did something Kineged Beis Shechita, so opposite its place of Shechita, Akshira Ka'i, are we referring to tying a red wool thread around its neck? Because that's where the Beis Shechita so is. Or there was no red wool thread for this animal. They just stood it in the place where they would do the Shechita. Are you talking about where you're standing it, or are you telling me that there's another wool thread that you're going to tie onto it, and you tie it in a different place of the body than the way you tied the one for the one that's going la'azazel? Toshima, come in here, I have a proof.
Isn't it very clear from the wording in the Mishnah? This is Hanidu.
I'm glad you're convinced. Listen to the proof. The Tani Rav Yosef, learned, Kosha Loshin Shal Zahoris Bur Soir HaMishtaleach, no problem, there's one on the head of the one that's going to be sent away. V'Hamido Kineged Beis Shilucho, and they positioned it on its way out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'Lanishchot, and the one that's going to get shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, LaHashem, Kineged Beis Shechita, so opposite the place of Shechita. Listen closely. Shelo yisarev ze bo ze, so that they don't get confused with each other. Velo yisarev ba'acherim, and they should not get mixed up with any other animals that might be here. Says the Gemara, I amrit b'shlomo, if you tell me akshira koi, that it's referring to another red wool thread that went opposite beis shechita, so on its neck. Shapir, then I understand what happened over here. Because you're protecting it from the other one, because the thread is in a different place of the body, you won't confuse them. And you also won't confuse it with any other animal that might be in the Beis HaMikdash, because no other animals have red threads around their neck. Eliyam Ritahamodaka, if all it meant was that the Azazel one is the one that gets the thread, and the one that stays in the Beis HaMikdash does not get the thread. And all it means when it says Beis Shechita So is where you position it, you stand it, where it's going to get shecht and brought on the Bizbeach. Nehi debechavrei lo me'arev, I understand that it's not going to get mixed up with its fellow, with its peer. Dahai kotir, because the Azazel one has something tied on it. Vahai lo kotir bey, and this one doesn't have anything tied on it. But ba'acharini miyas ma'ariv, with other ones it could get confused. Now, I don't know if you want to worry about the fact that it's going to get confused with others. Maybe you're not worried. But Rav Yosef presented that somehow by doing this thing, you're protecting it from getting it confused with other ones. Standing it in a specific place, it's an animal. Standing it in a specific say is not going to protect it from other animals getting confused with it. But putting something around its neck sure will. Ela lav shmamino must be akshirakoi. It's referring to tying something around its neck. Shma mino. We have a proof from here that the way to read the Mishnah is that there were two red wool threads. One of them was put on the Azazel, and one of them was put on the animal that's going to stay in the Beis HaMikdash and be brought as a korban.
In different places on the body.
In different places on the body. Beautiful. What happened to this red wool thread that was placed on the neck of the animal that was going to be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash? What happened to that red wool thread? So we know from the Gemara that we did like 2 days ago, the Gemara Lamites tells us that there was a thread that turned white, a red thread that miraculously turned white during Yom Kippur. It always did that during the time of Shimon HaTzadik. During the other Kohanim Gedolim, sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. During the last 40 years of the second Beis HaMikdash, it did not change color to become white. It was preparation of Golus, of Churban. It was not a... The omen was there during the last 40 years that this was not a good relationship with Hashem. We weren't getting our proper atonement. Where was that white thread, whatever, the red thread that became white, where was it during those miraculous years? So we have a phenomenal Gemara. It's actually a Mishnah at the end of Perek Vav, the sixth Perek in Yuma, that says that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to continue with the service in the Beis HaMikdash as soon as he knew that the Azazel animal reached the cliff. Asks the Mishnah, how does he know that it reached the cliff? And in one answer, the answer is, because the red thread would turn white. Which red thread is turning white, and the Kohen Gadol knows in the Beis HaMikdash about it? The answer presumably is this thread from the carbon that's staying in the Beis HaMikdash. These two were a pair. They were like twins, even though they weren't twins. But they were supposed to be shoving. They were supposed to look similar. The mitzvah is they should be the same height, the same basic appearance. Each one gets a thread. One thread gets sent, and one thread stays here, and this thread that's here is going to change.
The one thread gets white, not the other.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's more sophisticated than I'm making it,
okay,
because later on when it wasn't changing, they didn't want people to know that it wasn't changing. And they had the person by the cliff take care of everything. But the simple read over here is that the Gemara just concluded that there is a second thread, and that second thread is this thread. Okay. Let's go back to the Mishnah, and I just want to spend a moment in linking the Mishnayos and Gemara that we're doing with the Machzor. You take a look at the Mishnah on the third line. Balo Eitzel Paro Shania. He comes to the second par that he's bringing. There are three viduyim, three times that the Kohen Gadol says vidui. Once for himself, once for the extended Kohen family, and once for Klal Yisrael. The first one that was already done. You could find it in the art scroll Machzor on page 562. How do you like that? I'm sorry. The first one is on page 560. The current one is page 562. And the Zohar HaMishtaleach, the vidui that's going to be on the animal that gets sent away, which is going to be the Klal Yisrael vidui, that can be found in the Machzor on page 566. Take a look at the Mishnah. Umisvade, he would say the vidui, v'kacha ya'omer, and this is what he said, Ona Hashem, Avisi Pashati Chatasi Lefanecha, we said this is the Shita of Rav Meir that rearranges the order. Our order, you could see in the parentheses, Chatasi Yavisi Upashati, Ani Uvesi Yuvnei Aaron Am Kedoshecha, and he says there should be the Kapara. Our text, Kivayoma Ze Yechapar Aleichem Letares Chamikol Chatosechem Lefnei Hashem. And then the word titaru in our machzor is already in the next paragraph, telling us that he made a big fuss by the word Hashem. He said it in its proper way, and the Kohanim had a lot of nigunim, so that not everybody would hear it. And then he would recite titaru very dramatically, there shall be purification, and Hashem should accept the service. So again, for homework, pages 560 to 566 in the Art School Machzor. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.
What do you mean?